I started with the Texans in September of 2008. We do a lot more than what people think. People who don't understand what an equipment manager is, one, they think all we do is wash clothes. All we do is, you know, wash jocks or whatever. But we do a lot more than that. We're one of the one departments in this organization that really touches everyone. One of our philosophies here in Houston is that we want to be on the front end of everything that all these companies are doing. So that's one thing that we do have. We take pride in making sure that our players have the best equipment, one, and two, that we look good when we go out there, because that's one of our jobs, is to present our team to the public, whether that be on TV, whether that be our scouts out there at pro days, whether that's, you know, coach on TV. That's what we do, is we want to make sure that our guys look good. So that's one thing. I'm just a small part in what we do in this equipment room. I have two great assistants in Kyle Kamau and Ryan Gowans, and a team of interns to help us. I mean, getting ready for a four-hour, three-and-a-half-hour game for us, for the athletic trainers, for the football operations department, for the video staff.
You don't just roll in at 10 a.m.
Yeah, it's not just rolling in 10 a.m. on Sunday morning. It's a whole week of preparation, especially for us. It really begins when the game is over with. I like to joke with Coach O'Brien that I get in about 4:30, which is not true, but that's just an inside joke between me and him. But it starts at about 5:30. It's one big team. It takes everybody to, as coach say, you know, the train is on the track. The train is leaving the station. Our job is to get on it and make sure that really and truly we're ahead of the train to clear the track so that, you know, these players and coaches can come in every day and just focus on football. That's what we want to do.